Imagine if you could see the future, not through supernatural powers, but through intentional foresight. This possibility sits at the heart of the Optimist's telescope, challenging our assumption that humans are inherently short-sighted. Drawing from her experience as a White House climate advisor and MIT teacher, Bino Venkataraman provides a practical toolkit for overcoming our collective myopia. The stakes couldn't be higher. Our decisions about climate, technology, and resources will echo for generations. But why do we repeatedly ignore warning signs until it's too late? Why do smart people make reckless decisions despite clear warnings? The problem isn't knowledge, it's imagination. We've developed sophisticated prediction tools, while our ability to act on those predictions remains stubbornly underdeveloped. Consider hurricane forecasting. Meteorologists can map a storm's trajectory with remarkable precision 72 hours in advance. Yet most people facing warnings do little more than buy bottled water, failing to elevate homes or purchase flood insurance. As damage costs skyrocket into hundreds of billions, we continue building in storm paths and preparing inadequately. Our capacity to imagine the future, what psychologists call prospection, may be what distinguishes humans from other animals. This future thinking relies on rearranging past experiences into new possibilities. When we successfully imagine the future, it becomes sensorially alive and motivates current choices. Studies show detailed visualization can combat impulse buying and promote healthier choices. Virtual reality provides powerful tools for experiencing potential futures. Stanford simulations showing coral reefs in present conditions versus future degradation generate greater environmental concern than reading about ocean acidification. Commercial applications include aging suits that simulate cataracts and arthritis to sell elder care insurance. Simple imagination exercises work too. Writing letters to future generations, holding death over dinner conversations, or drafting your own obituary. For truly ambitious future thinking, Danny Hillis is building a 10,000-year clock in a Texas limestone cliff, a project forcing consideration of changes beyond our lifetimes. Our obsession with metrics often masks true progress. Consider the woman in a workplace step-counting competition who walked more but stopped at bakeries, gaining weight while her team climbed the leaderboard. Her step count became a false measure of fitness despite increased sugar consumption. This dashboard driving means steering by gauges without seeing we're heading toward a cliff. The microfinance industry's collapse in India demonstrates this perfectly. Loan officers received aggressive incentives to sign borrowers, with some offered 100% salary increases. Despite a dangerous credit bubble forming, leaders dismissed concerns by pointing to high repayment rates, 99%. The bubble burst only when desperate borrowers began committing suicide, prompting government intervention. The famous marshmallow test showing that children who delay gratification achieve better life outcomes isn't the complete story. Environmental reliability strongly influences waiting behavior. Children in reliable environments, where adults keep promises, wait longer for rewards than those from unreliable settings. Las Vegas epitomizes our present-focused culture, with casinos deliberately designed to exploit our tendency toward instant gratification. This casino mentality now extends to everyday technologies. Smartphones and social media provide dopamine hits through notifications and likes, training us to sacrifice future aspirations for immediate desires. Professional poker players embody a counterculture in our instant gratification world. Unlike typical gamblers, they earn their living through patient strategy, enduring losses, and folding often while waiting for optimal opportunities. We can develop similar habits. William Powers created an internet Sabbath with his family, disconnecting from digital devices each weekend to enable deeper thinking. Corporate America is exploring this concept too. Former Walmart executive Neil Pasricha advocates untouchable days without meetings, calls, emails, or social media to complete important long-term projects. We can fight metric myopia by tuning out distractions. Hedge fund investor Ann Dias avoids checking her portfolio too frequently, recognizing that constant monitoring triggers panic-driven decisions that hurt profits. Organizations often make costly but legal decisions that sacrifice long-term interests for near-term profits. Dr. Sarah Cosgrove's work combating antibiotic-resistant superbugs, which kill over 700,000 people annually, shows how organizations can avoid such short-sightedness. At Johns Hopkins, residents prescribed unnecessary antibiotics despite knowing better, driven by fears of patient deterioration, lawsuits, and time constraints. As shifts progress, doctors became more likely to prescribe unnecessarily because it takes 5 times longer not to prescribe due to required patient explanations. Johns Hopkins addressed this by requiring infectious disease specialists' approval for certain antibiotics. This buffer created reflection time and reduced antibiotic resistance without harming patients. For primary care settings, researcher Daniela Meeker identified 3 effective approaches: requiring justification in electronic records when prescribing antibiotics, sending monthly peer performance comparisons, and having physicians post commitment posters in exam rooms. Organizations can design environments for foresight through nudges, choice architecture that guides decisions towards better long-term outcomes while preserving freedom. In 1998, Eagle Capital Management had underperformed the S&P 500 for 4 consecutive years during the dot-com boom. While Wall Street chased tech stocks, Eagle maintained their philosophy of buying undervalued companies with 5 to 7 year growth potential rather than pursuing quarterly profits. Meeting with the University of Oregon's foundation, they expected to lose the account. Instead, the foundation increased their allocation after confirming Eagle wouldn't abandon their strategy. Within 18 months, the market crashed and Eagle's approach was vindicated. They ultimately grew to manage over $25 billion, with 13% annual returns over 20 years, double the S&P 500's performance. Eagle employs reverse stress tests when evaluating investments. Imagine looking back in 5 years feeling we made a grave mistake. What might have happened? This approach mirrors Google X's pre-mortems, where teams predict why projects might fail before launching. Most investment managers receive compensation based on annual performance, encouraging short-term thinking that contradicts clients' long-term goals. Eagle avoids annual bonuses, tying compensation instead to the firm's long-term growth. Our generation faces unprecedented obligations. Nuclear waste will endure for millennia. Climate change effects will persist for decades, even if emissions stop today. And genetic editing could permanently alter human evolution, despite our limited understanding. Concern for future generations transcends cultures and politics. Edmund Burke describes society as a partnership between those who are living, those who are dead, and those who are to be born. This intergenerational stewardship appears in Locke's writings, Jefferson's letters, and ancient legal traditions. To become less reckless, we must weigh future threats without succumbing to paralysis. Despite growing awareness of dangers, we've lacked frameworks to think about difficult futures with imagination and agency. Climate discourse typically offers only uninspiring choices: climate doomsday, economic collapse from emissions cuts, or maintaining the status quo. We need new visions where we see ourselves taking meaningful action despite real challenges. Research shows people across political spectrums support environmental policies when they imagine futures with increased social warmth and morality. The path forward requires looking beyond near-term targets, using future anchors to stimulate imagination, creating immediate rewards for long-term goals, redirecting attention from immediate urges, and designing foresight-oriented institutions. By developing our capacity for foresight, we don't just predict the future, we create it.